Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah, for Yahweh is righteous, Yahweh is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Shalom, shalom. I am Moray Naftali. We're at 1907 Vine Street at the House of Israel, bringing you, once again, nothing but the truth. It's a pleasure, it's a great honor to be able to stand in the sanctuary of the Almighty, to bring forth this evening sacrifice, a sacrifice of the knowledge of Elohim, bringing his truth, bringing his words, bringing forth his righteousness, magnifying his words and his name. And what is his name? His name is Yahweh. And who is Yahweh? He's the creator. He created even the heavens, the earth, the seas, and all that in them is. And he rested on the seventh day from all the work that he had done and was refreshed. Hallelujah. It's a blessing. And if you've been listening all week long, I have been dealing with the seven pillars of righteousness. And if you want to be righteous, well, these are the pillars. This is the true, unadulterated words of the Almighty Yah. Turn with me. This is how you know this is the truth. Turn your books with me to Daniel, the 10th chapter. Daniel, the 10th chapter. And look what it says. Starting at the 19th verse. And said, O man, greatly beloved. And this is always the approach to this man, Daniel, because Yahweh greatly beloved him. He was a son, servant, prophet, a prince of Yahweh. And he was greatly beloved. Fear not. Peace be unto thee. Be strong. Yeah, be strong. And when he has spoken unto me, I strengthened and said, let my master speak, for thou hast strengthened me. Then said he, knowest thou wherefore I come unto thee? And now will I return to fight with the prince of Persia. And when I am gone forth, lo, the prince of Persia shall come. But I will show thee, pay attention to this, I will show thee that which is noted in the scripture of truth. And there is none that holdeth with me in these things but Michael, your prince. So in other words, he said, I'm going to show you the truth. And I'm going to show you what's noted, what's recorded in the scriptures of truth. And he said, the only one that even know these truths, these secrets, what I'm about to show you is the other great angel, the prince, whose name is Michael. So praise the mighty Yah. The scriptures of truth is where Yahweh's secrets is, and this is where his pillars are, where he will teach us the staff of life. And so it's been quite a pleasure to listen to the Morays, and I hope you all are taking notes and indulging and making a great sacrifice of equipping yourself, quickening yourself with the knowledge of Elohim. Hallelujah. Let's go to Psalm 37. Psalms 37, as you know, it's only two scriptures that would directly identify the seven pillars of righteousness. And we have Isaiah 40, where the Most High told us that I want you to know, believe, and understand that I am Yah, and beside me, there is no Elohim. And if you've been listening, there is no righteousness if you don't know the Almighty. He's the Elohim of righteousness. He pleasures in righteousness. He teaches righteousness. He's the author and the creator of righteousness. And if you don't know him, well, you don't, it's impossible for you to know righteousness. If you don't believe in him, and a lot of our people that know about him, they still don't believe in him. They don't have that strong faith in the Almighty. And the reason why is because they haven't built up enough knowledge about the Almighty. They haven't sought the knowledge of the Almighty that will convince them with strong evidence and strong knowledge to bring you to the belief that Yahweh is real. Yahweh is the creator. There is none beside him. This is his book. It has to be. It's undeniable. But you have to get knowledge first before you get to the place of believing. Because that's all belief means. It means that you have built up evidence, strong reasons on why you believe such a thing. We don't believe with blind faith. We don't believe with no evidence. We don't believe with no knowledge. I don't even know. I don't have no evidence. Well, how can I believe? I have to have something to build upon that calls me to be sincere and true in my heart to say I believe because of all the knowledge and evidence that's piled up. This is why we come in a volume of the book. Show you the truth. And yes, and once you know, believe, then you begin to come to the understanding. And understanding is a blessing of the Almighty. Because once you know and believe in Him, this is when He will begin to bless you with understanding. And this you must have to be righteous. How can you be righteous with no understanding? Can you imagine a man that has no understanding? Well, we see them every day. Black, white, brown, yellow. We see many people that tread and walk the earth that have no understanding. They don't believe in the Almighty. And they have no knowledge of the Elohim. And this is why they're not righteous. This is why they don't have no fear. And praise the mighty Yah here. In Psalms 37, you will find the completion of the rest of Yahweh's seven pillars of righteousness. And of course, as it was taught last night, the fourth is to trust in Yahweh and do good. And that's how you show your trust in the Almighty. Just by simply saying, I'm going to do good. I have to just do good. Because I know that if I do good, I trust, I believe, I know, I understand that Yahweh is going to shine upon me with His favor. And people, money don't buy you that. Money don't buy you favor with the Almighty. Unless you get money and you're doing the right things with it, and you're doing it with a pure, sincere heart, and you done got that money and from pure and sincere ways. You haven't oppressed to get that money. You haven't robbed and stolen. You haven't cheated. You haven't dealt falsely. But you got that money to honor, and you use that money to bless and to bring more honor, not to yourself, but just to honor the Almighty. But yes, to get the favor of the Almighty, all we have to do, people, is do good. And what did the Almighty require of us? Let's go here real quick to the book of Micah. The sixth chapter. Starting at the sixth verse. Wherewith shall I come before Yah? This means how shall I come before the Almighty? Always ask yourself questions. Don't think that you know. And that you can just conjure up from your own heart. You have to know up front. First and foremost, that the Almighty said you have to forsake your thoughts and you have to forsake your ways. And you have to know that your heart is desperately wicked. You have to allow the Almighty to teach you. So you should always be asking questions. Wherewith shall I come before Yahweh and bow myself before the high Elohim? Shall I come before Him with burnt offerings, with calves of a year old? Will Yahweh be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000 of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn son for my transgressions? And excuse me, it just says firstborn. Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? Is this how I should come before Yah, the Creator, the great and mighty Elohim? Is this how I shall bow myself before him and humble myself to him? Is this what he will be pleased with? What a verse explains to you, he has showed thee, oh man, what is good. Just the same way that the angel and the great prince said he will show Daniel the thing that is to come in the scriptures of truth. And this is how Yahweh has shown us, through the scriptures of truth, what is good. And what does Yahweh require of thee but to do justly? He wants you to be just, which means to be balanced, which means to be fair. Not to be just and balanced, be fair. Don't try to get over. Don't try to take advantage. Don't try to misuse. It's okay to use people. Everybody should be used in some kind of way that you should be useful, unless you're useless. But we all should make ourselves useful, which means we should be used. But don't misuse no one. Don't take advantage of no one. Be fair and be balanced. Don't let one person do everything and then you do nothing. Don't try to live in somebody's house and use the water and electric and you don't contribute nothing. This is not the way of righteousness. It's not just. Look what it is. I've required of thee but to be just and to love mercy. This is what Yahweh considered. This is what's good. Trust in Yah, as it says in Psalm 37, the fourth pillar, trust in Yah and do good. And this is good. Love mercy. And for the million and one time, what is mercy? Mercy is kindness. And Yahweh's kindness is always loving kindness, tender mercies, loving kindness. So it's we have to love mercy. Love being eyes for the blind. Love being feet for the lame. Love forgiving somebody for a transgression. For the scriptures say it's a glory for a man to pass over transgression. That's a glorious thing, to forgive somebody. And it's glorious to show kindness. And Yahweh said, love it. And then he says the third thing is to walk humbly with your Elohim. And so no matter how just you try to be, and no matter how just you are, and no matter how much you love mercy, no matter how much you show mercy, always maintain your humility and walk humbly with your Elohim. Keep yourself low. And how do you keep yourself low? You have to keep yourself afflicted. You have to keep yourself away from your pride. Praise the mighty Yahweh for these pillars. Praise the mighty Yah for showing us his way. But go back here to Psalms 37. For it says, trust in Yah and do good, and so shall you dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. And here we go right into the fifth pillar of righteousness, which I will be diving into this evening. Delight thyself also in Yah, and he shall give thee the desires of the heart. And then number six, the sixth pillar, which is commit your ways unto Yah. Trust also in him. And as he spoke of the desires, giving you the desires of your heart within the fifth pillar. The sixth pillar, he says, listen, surely I will bring it to pass. You can trust it. Just trust and do good. Delight yourself in Yah. He's going to give you the desires of your heart. If you commit your way unto him, if you trust in him, he shall bring it to pass. And while he's bringing that to pass, this verse will read, he's also going to bring forth your righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. And so it will come forth as well. And it's a great blessing for the Almighty to bring forth your light, to bring forth your righteousness. When Yahweh does this, he brings forth honor and blessings to you. And he mounts you up, even in your humility, even in you being low, he will mount you up in ways that you couldn't even fathom. So let's dive into this, people. Let's understand this fifth pillar, which is to delight thyself in Yahweh. Well, to delight yourself in Yah, when you look up this word by way of the concordance, which we look at the concordance just to get a glimpse of what they will or how they would define certain words. And then we will look at the scriptures to see if we can concur with their definition. And delight means different meanings all over the book, but they're all close in meaning, which means they really mean the same thing, but they have small differences in particular situations. And as in this situation, where it says delight yourself in Yah, this delight means to be soft. Delight yourself in Yah in the sense of being soft. And to sport yourself within being soft. And I had to concur with this definition. And the reason why is because you cannot delight yourself in the Almighty if you're not in a way of softness. There is impossible to delight yourself in Yah. And I know it's talking about the heart being soft. Because if the heart is not soft, then the spirit is not soft. Your words are not soft. And even when words are soft, they're deceitful. And yes, people can have a hard heart and deceive you with their words. But yes, this is talking about the heart. Why you think it says delight yourself also in Yah, and he shall give you the desires of your heart? And the reason why is because it takes a soft heart to truly, sincerely delight in the Almighty Yah. Which means that you have to keep yourself away from the hard path. You have to keep yourself away from the hard way. Look what it says in Psalms 34. It's not only you're going to be soft, you have to learn how to keep yourself from the way of hardness and the hard path. Because when you're on a hard path and you got a hard heart, a hard spirit, it's impossible to delight yourself in Yah. Which means what? It's impossible to be righteous. This is a pillar of righteousness. It says in Psalms 34, this is King David, a man Yahweh greatly beloved, because his heart was soft. His heart delighted in the Almighty. A man that will break himself down even for his enemies. A man that cried and mourned for his enemies and put on sackcloth and ashes and will fast for his brothers that tried to even take his life. But us today, our hearts is way too hard, something like that. We rejoice in the death of an enemy. We rejoice in the death of our brothers if our brothers stand against us. But that's not the way of the Almighty. Look what it says. Psalms 34, verse 8. Oh, taste and see that Yahweh is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Oh, fear Yah, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger. But they that seek Yah shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, and hearken to me. Just listen to me. I will teach you the fear of Yahweh. What man is he that desires life and loveth many days, that he may see good? That he may see good. Well, if you want this, you have to keep your tongue from evil. You have to keep it from evil. Because your tongue in the way of evil is hard. That's a hard path. And thy lips from speaking guile, wickedness, foolishness, scorning, negativity. It says depart from evil and just do good. Seek peace is what you're supposed to be doing. On all accounts, just seek the peace. Even when you have to go to war, first thing first is seek the peace first. See if peace will deliver. See if peace will heal. See if peace will help. For this is the way of righteousness. Seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of Yah are upon the righteous. And if you want to be righteous, this is how it looks. You have to be more ready to go down the path of soft versus the path of hard. The eyes of Yah upon the righteous and his ears are open to their cry. So yes, I can understand why he got this definition to be soft. And to be soft, you have to stay away from the path of hardness, like tension and being contentious. Look what it says in Proverbs, the 13th chapter. In Proverbs, the 13th chapter, the 15th verse says, good understanding gives favor. Yes, you will get favor when you have good understanding. And like I told you, you can't buy favor when it comes to the Almighty. There is no money that you need. The only thing you have to do to get good favor with the Almighty is just do good. And doing good is keeping the commandments of the Almighty. And he said, those that keep his commandments, recorded in Psalms 111, the 10th verse, a good understanding have all day that keep my commandments. Because the way of the commandments is good. Honor your father and mother. You can't get no better than that. Honor your father and mother. And when you see a man honor his father and mother, man, it warms your heart. It inspires you. It makes you feel good that some goodness is in this earth. When you see men and women and sons and daughters honor their father and mother. A man that won't steal. A man that won't commit adultery. A man that will keep the Sabbath day and honor the Almighty. And he would even allow all his men servants and maid servants to rest. Even his cattle. The commandments is the way of goodness. Don't bear false witness. Don't covet and desire something that belongs to your brother and your sister. Don't put nothing before the Almighty. Don't take his name in vain. Don't bow to nothing. No graven images. That's the way of goodness. That's the foundation of goodness. the Ten Commandments. And this is why the Almighty said, man, when you're going this way, you're going to get a good understanding, because I'm going to bless you. Bless all day that keep my commandments. And when I begin to bless you, I'm going to bless you with understanding. But it says here in Proverbs 13:15, a good understanding gives favor, but the way of transgressors is hard. It's just a hard way. And you can't delight yourself in Yah, because Yahweh is not a hard Elohim. Do you know the Yah that we serve? Do you know him? Do you believe in him? And do you understand who he is? Well, if you did understand, all you had to do is proclaim this. Here in Jeremiah, the 9th chapter, this is what you have to proclaim. This is what you have to boast yourself in. This is what you have to wear as a cloak of armor. Not your wisdom is not an armor for you. It's not the riches. It's this right here. Jeremiah 9:23, thus says Yah, let not a wise man glory in his wisdom, because now is not glory. Neither let the mighty man glory in his might, now is weakness. Neither let the rich man glory in his riches, now you poor. But let him that glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am Yahweh, which exercise love and kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight in, says Yah. And if you delight in Yah, then these are the things that you would delight in. But you can't delight yourself in these things unless your heart is soft. How you going to delight yourself in love and kindness, judgment and righteousness, and your heart is hard? So we have to get ourselves away from the hard path. Look what it says further in Proverbs, the 18th chapter. The 6th verse reads, a fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calls for strokes. And see, the contentious spirit and going into contention, whether it's your wife, your husband, your brother, your sister, your father, your mother, stay away from contention. Because contention is the way of hardness. Only a fool's mouth will go into contention. And only a fool's mouth will call you, just when you hear a fool talk, you want to pop them in the mouth. You ain't going to do it, but you want to do it, because their mouth needs to close. But contention is the way of hardness, people. You can't delight yourself in Yah if you're a contentious person. You have to keep yourself from complaining and murmuring. Look what it says in the book of Numbers, the 17th chapter. If you got a complaining spirit and you complaining all the time, you a murmurer. The scriptures call it a murmurer. That's not one that's delighting in Yah. That's not one whose heart is soft. When your heart is soft, you learn how to keep yourself in tune with the Almighty. And you know that everything in your life serves a purpose. And you're going to find the knowledge of Elohim in everything that's going on. And so you have no reason to lash out with your murmurs, your murmuring. You have no reason to lash out with your complaining. And the way of complaining is the way of hardness. Like the scripture said, the way of transgressors is hard. And that's what transgressors do. They complain all the time. They got a complaining spirit. They can't, a transgressor, they don't know how to turn lemons into lemonade. They don't know how to let something roll off their shoulders. What it says in Numbers, the 17th chapter. And it says in verse 4, thou shalt lay them up in a tabernacle of the congregation before the testimony where I will meet with you. And it shall come to pass that the man's rod whom I shall choose shall blossom. I will make to cease from me the murmurings of the children of Israel, whereby they murmur against you. And this is all the people were just complaining and murmuring against Moses. It's too hot. We ain't got no water. We ain't got nothing to eat. This, that, and complaining. Every day, all day, about everything. And the Most High despised a complainer. And this is why he sought to magnify his servants so all the murmuring can cease from before him. So you have to get out of that spirit, people. This is a spirit that's been in our people for many years. And if you sitting around complaining all the time and everywhere you go, I know people when they see you coming, they know you coming with some kind of complaint. Sometimes you just got to learn how to take it on the chin, give it to Yah, and let him turn whatever loss that went through, let him turn it into a win. And you win when you learn how to just humble yourself. And what you also have to stay away from, people, is Psalms, the 95th chapter. And look what it says in the 8th verse. And I have to show you this because ain't no sense of you trying to understand the way of righteousness and delight yourself in Yah. If you don't understand that being soft and having a soft heart is the only way. Which means you have to get away from the hard way. Once you get away from being hard, then you can learn how to be soft. And that's all you have to do. Look what it says in Psalms 95, verse 8. Harden not your heart as in the provocation, as in a day of temptation in the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work, and 40 years long, I was grieved with this generation. Yahweh was so grieved and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known ways. They don't have no knowledge of Elohim. They don't know that they're supposed to be just delighting in me, trusting in me, and just doing good. Committing their ways unto me, believing in me. It says, listen, harden not your heart as in the provocation. And when you look up provocation, it means strife, striving, strife. And people, we have to get away from that spirit. And that's what complaining is all about. It's striving. Always striving over something. Always got strife and debate in your spirit. This is the way of the transgressors. Not the way, the righteous way, of one who delights themselves in Yah. When you delight yourself in Yah, it's a glory to pass over transgression. It's an honor to pass over people's mistakes. It's an honor to, and a glory to take something on the chin and let it roll off your shoulders when you delight yourself in Yah. But if everything gets you to complaining, everything gets you to striving, everything gets you to go into contention, and everything calls you to murmur, you ain't learning. You're not learning why adversity is in your midst. Adversity is in your midst to teach you how to humble yourself, how to be meek, how to be afflicted, how to be low. All you got to do is tell yourself, man, I don't deserve nothing good coming anyway. So when it go bad, I'm going to praise Yah. And when it go good, I'm going to praise Yah. And just know, when it go bad, it can always be worse. That's why we praise Yah, because it can be worse. We deserve worse. So just accept of your punishment, people. You in captivity. We sent here for a reason. So we got to get rid of this contentions with one another, get it out of our house, this murmuring, complaining, striving, and the strife. We have to get rid of this. It says, let me read this one more time. Don't harden your heart, because you're supposed to be softening your heart. As in the provocation, as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. And all our people did in the wilderness was strove with the Almighty. And we complained and strove with Moses. It was just contentions and murmuring and complaining and striving. And it's the opposite of righteousness. And it's the pure example of wickedness. You want to see how wickedness truly looks? Just look at people that's in contentions and murmuring, complaining, and striving. That's how wickedness looks. All wickedness is not wrapped up in this terrible box of murder and rape. All wickedness is not wrapped up in this terrible box of just, you know, witchcraft and adultery. And no. Yahweh see the contentions and murmurings and the striving. And Yahweh knows that it's an unhealthy environment for the children. And nobody can grow. Nobody can mature in this kind of environment. And at the end of the day, Yahweh is not praised. And see, when you delight yourself in Yah, this is when you begin not only to praise the Almighty, but this is when you begin to increase. Because that's when your spirit is at a whole nother level. When you able to keep yourself from contention and you ain't complaining, yeah, it's reasons to complain, but that don't mean you should. It's reasons to contend, but that don't mean you should. It's reason to strive, but that don't mean you should. And what Yahweh is trying to get you to know is don't. Don't do it. See, what Yahweh want us to do, let's go back to Psalms 34. What Yahweh want us to do, and we read it already, is in the 14th verse. Depart from evil, do good, seek the peace, and pursue it. That's what you want to follow hard after. You want to pursue it. Whatever path that is, whatever route it is, that's the route you want to go. And why? That's the route you want to go. Will it tell us right here in Psalms 85, the verse, mercy and truth are met together. They go together. The mercy and truth, they go together. And once you understand them, the mercy of Yah, the truth of Yah, they always connected. For Yah's mercy is his truth. And when you get to learning the truth of the Almighty, you will see the mercy just shine. And then look what it says. Righteousness and peace, they've kissed each other. So this is that you know how much together they are. They just as much together as a kiss. They just as much together as mercy and truth. And what we're teaching on people is the seven pillars of righteousness. And if you want righteousness, then that means you want peace. Because they're inseparable. They go together. You can't want war. You can't want strife, contention, complaining and murmuring. You can't want that. And at the same time, want righteousness. And this all goes back to delighting yourself in Yah. Because to delight yourself in Yah, you have to have a soft heart. Couple more scriptures on delighting yourself in Yah before I go into committing yourself to Yah. Commend your way to the Almighty. I want to read this in Proverbs, the 29th chapter. The first verse says, he that being often reproved, he hardened his neck, he shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. See, reproof, and when you're getting reproved and corrected, this is the way Yahweh will teach you. This is the way that Yahweh will test your humility. Through reproof, to being reproved. And when you begin to harden yourself and harden your neck because of you being reproved, well, you already know that you are the wicked. Reproof should soften your heart. It should humble you. But when you harden yourself, that's what the scriptures call pride. Arrogancy. And there is no remedy for one who will harden themselves from reproof. So you have to stay away from this hardness, people, because without being the way of softness is the only way you're going to be able to delight yourself in Yah. How you think you're going to go to Isaiah 58? See, it said, trust in Yah and do good, and then you're going to dwell in the land. Delight yourself in Yah, and he's going to give you the desires of your heart. He's not about to give you the desires of a hard heart. He's going to give you the desires of a soft heart, a heart that's more like his, a heart of righteousness, a heart that delights itself in mercy, judgment, and righteousness. And true righteousness is justice, is fairness, is balance. Look what it says in Isaiah 58. Verse 13. If thou turn away thy foot from the Shabbat, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day. Humble yourself. Don't do your pleasure on a holy day. Call the Sabbath a delight. Holy of Yah, honorable shall honor him by not doing your own ways. Finding your own pleasure and speaking your own words. See, when your heart is soft, you refuse to do these kind of things. When your heart is soft, you say, man, I just want to humble myself and I just want to just praise Yah. I want to give him his just due. But when your heart is sore, you can't get away from yourself. That's what's called pride. You can't get away from your own pleasure. You can't get away from your own words. You can't get away from your own way because you're just that prideful. Your heart is that hard that the Creator can't even get your attention? But listen, the 14th verse. Then shall you delight yourself in Yah, and will cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth and feed you with the heritage of Yaakov, your father, for the mouth of Yah has spoken it. And yes, this is how it looks. Delight yourself in Yah. To humble yourself, to get out of your own way. Look what it said. Let's go back to Proverbs for just a couple more scriptures. Because I'm showing you hard, but I have to show you soft. Because that's what delighting in the Almighty means. To soft your heart. And this is what the Almighty is looking for. For the Almighty told us in Ezekiel, man, I'm out of this stony, hard heart that the people have. So he told us in the new covenant, he's going to give us a heart of flesh. He's going to take the stony heart of it out of us, and he's going to give us a heart of flesh. But softness, people, don't think that it's something that's weak. Look what it says in Proverbs, the 15th chapter. The verse. A soft answer turns away wrath. And grievous words stir up anger. So you got two different kind of tongues here. One that has soft answers. And then you got one that has grievous words. One turns away wrath. And one stirs up anger. And so the way is soft. It's a mighty good way. It's a righteous way. It's the way that Yahweh delights in. And that's why he wants you to delight in it. The tongue of the wise use knowledge is right, but the mouth of fools pour out foolishness. Look what it says in Proverbs 25, verse 1. You have somebody just mad at all, get out. And all you had to do was just show some humility, show some softness, and show, man, you ain't trying to strive. You ain't trying to have no contentions. You ain't trying to complain. And next thing you know, you say, hey, man, it just turns away all they left. Because they see they're dealing with somebody that's just humble. And somebody that's just ready to do good. And when you're ready to do good, it's easy to fix certain problems. Some problems is hard to fix, but, man, we can still fix it. All we need is a will, and then we're going to make way. Proverbs 25, verse 1. These also the Proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, called out. It is the glory of Elohim to conceal a thing, but it is an honor for kings to search it out. To search out the matter. I think I wrote the wrong scripture down. That's okay. One more scripture on this anyway, which is a very powerful scripture. 1 Kings 21, verse 25. First Kings 21 and 25. See, you got to delight yourself in Yah. Delight yourself in Yah Almighty. And when you delight yourself in Yah, you will embrace the things that Yahweh desire. You will embrace and delight yourself in the things that he's delighted in. And he told you, I delight in mercy I delight in judgment and righteousness. That's what he delights in. Look what it says. And this is righteousness right here. And Yahweh's going to show you how much he loves it. 1 Kings 21, starting at verse 25. There was none like unto Ahab, which did sell himself, sold his soul, to work wickedness in the sight of Yah, whom Jezebel his wife stirred up. She stirred him up with grievous words. That's the only way to stir somebody up. You can speak grievous words to him, and you got a, what they call a instigator. And you just say certain things, and you know it's going to rile them up, stir them up, and keep them in a sensuous mind state. Keep them in a complaining mind state. He should have did this. He should have did that. And now you're just ready to strive with somebody. And you're ready to not seek peace, but seek war. But she stirred him up, and he did very abominably. And following idols, according to all the things as did the Amorites. And if you know anything about the Amorites, Yahweh said these people committed every abomination that's in the book that he told them not to do. They committed all of them. Every last one. Whom Yahweh cast out before the children of Israel. He spooled them out of his holy land. And it came to pass. And this man, this is great wickedness that you want to zoom in on. It came to pass when they had heard those words that he rent his clothes and he put sackcloth upon his flesh and he fasted and he lay in sackcloth and he went softly. And so this softly is in the scriptures. A soft tongue. A soft walk, a soft spirit, a soft heart. This is the only way to praise the Almighty. This is the only way to delight yourself in the Almighty. And yes, Yahweh said we are hard people. This is why we're not a righteous people. We too hard-hearted. We refuse to afflict ourselves and humble ourselves versus going to contention. We quit going to contention and argue and debate with a brother or sister. We quit to complain and murmur. We quit to strive and have strife. Instead of just humbling ourselves, we say, I'm just going to seek the peace. So, yes, you can't praise the Almighty. You can't delight yourself in the Almighty. And you will never get to the place of being increased by the Almighty unless you develop this softness about yourself. Now, look what it says in Psalms 112. Because when you begin to soften your heart, and live in this place of softness. And tell you people, when you're in a delighted state, you're in a happy place, your heart gets softened. You get to doing things that's kind. You ever seen a person that's they real stingy, selfish, but get them merry and happy enough, they hard to get a little soft, and they start doing things that they normally wouldn't do. They start showing kindness. Just for that moment, they got a little soft. Perfect time to hit them up. Because they got a little happiness on. But for the most part, the wicked, see, they never happy. And this is why they never soft. scriptures say, happy is he that finds wisdom. Happy is he that keeps the law. When you're happy, your heart becomes soft. And you begin to do soft things, kind things, warm-hearted things, not cold-hearted things. Look what it says in Psalms 112. Let me show you how it looks, not only to delight yourself in Yah, but when you begin to delight yourself in Yah, he said, I'm going to give you the desires of your heart. And that's the balance of the Almighty. When you soften your heart, you will begin to give Yahweh the desires of his heart. So therefore, in turn, he's going to give you the desires of your heart. And so now, all you have to do is just commit yourself to that way. Commit yourself to being soft before the Almighty. Commit yourself to being merciful and righteousness before the Almighty. Because this is a marriage. And this thing ain't just about... This is a marriage. This is our expectation in this marriage. Don't nobody want a hard wife? And we are the wife to the Almighty. We got to be soft. And commit. You have to be very committed. And what do this word commit mean? Well, according to the coordinates, it means to roll. To roll down, to roll with, to roll together. It means to roll. And I concur with that definition. Because if you ask me who I'm rolling with, I'm rolling with Yahweh. I'm rolling down. I'm rolling up. I'm rolling together. I'm rolling with Yah. All the way. All the way. And when you begin to roll with Yah, you can't roll with Yah unless your heart is soft. You can't roll with Yah unless you're delighting in the Almighty. And when you're delighting in the Almighty and you're rolling with the Almighty, this is how it looks. The first place is Psalms 112. Look what it says. Praise ye, Yah. Blessed is the man that feareth Yah, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth, and the generation of the upright shall be blessed. And see, this delight, which is in connection with the delight of having a softness about yourself, it means to desire. And it's all connected because it's the heart. Yahweh wants the heart to soften. That way the desires of the heart is different. The desires of the heart now is righteous. Versus when you got a hard heart, the desire is wicked. The desire is unrighteous. And this is why it says, man, he delights greatly in the commandments. Because he got the right kind of heart. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endure forever. Unto the upright there arises light and darkness. See, he's gracious. He's full of compassion and righteous. And gracious just means he's a kind and soft-hearted person, tender-hearted, full of compassion. And he's righteous. And like it says in the fifth verse, a good man, and what is a good man? One who trusts in Yah and do good. And when you trust in Yah and do good, and he done shown you what's good, but to do justly, love, mercy, and walk humbly, well, that makes you a good man. And a good man is one that is righteous. He's a righteous man. But if you don't understand a righteous man, just try to understand a good man. Just a plain old good man. Well, this is going to let you know how a plain old good man looks. He shows favor. He lends. He will guide his affairs with discretion. He's the type that shows favor to people. Kindness to people. He lendeth. Just giving his riches, just giving it out. Lending to people. He don't never say no. You ain't not one time you're going to go to a good man and you in a time of need and he going to turn you away. He might not even give it to you the day that you came, but he going to tell you, I can't give it to you today, but I can give it to you tomorrow. I can give it to you. So he's going to make a way to try to do something for you because he lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be an everlasting remembrance. Everlasting remembrance about who? It's only one that is everlasting anyway, and that's Yah. And his everlasting ministers. This is, he shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in Yah. See, this is all about the heart, people. You can't delight yourself in Yah without your heart. And if your heart is hard, ain't no delight in Yah. Because the hard way ain't Yah's way. Yahweh delight in a soft, tender heart. That's why Yahweh loves children. Because their heart is tender. You can break them down over anything. And Yahweh delights in that softness. And he hears the cries. This is what gets Yahweh to start coming down and saying, hey, what's going on? Because he loved to answer cries. Because when you answer cries, this is when people begin to praise you. When you begin to relieve somebody that's in a state of crying, they're in a state of trouble, they're in a state of fear and death. Yahweh loves to lift those people up. But it says, his heart is fixed. He's not afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, which means set. It's set now, which means it's it's established. Excuse me. It's established. He trusts in Yah. And look what it says. Not I'm talking, but let the scriptures talk. The A verse says, his heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. He has dispersed. He has given to the poor. His righteousness, because this is true righteousness. This is how true righteousness looks. This is how it looks when you're rolling with the Almighty. You committed to the Almighty. And you know these are the things that Yahweh delight in. And when you do the things that that Yahweh delight in, he'll give you the desires of your heart. And he's going to be with you in a time of evil. For the Most High told us, hold your page there. Psalms 41, the first verse. Blessed is the man that considers the poor, the afflicted. That's how the poor is, the afflicted. Yahweh will deliver him in a time of trouble. That's why this man ain't afraid of evil tidings, because he delights himself in Yah. His heart is soft. And he know he's going down the path of softness. And he know every day he's putting his eggs into the basket of righteousness by dispersing and by lending and by showing favor, by doing the things that Yahweh said he delight in. And that's how you delight in Yah. Don't think you delight in the Almighty just because you come to Sabbath class and sanctuary dancing around. And you clapping your hands and you saying, praise the mighty Yah. No, the really delight in the Almighty, you have to soften up your heart. Get rid of your pride. And draw yourself out and do good. Do good deeds. do good things. And a good man shows favor. A good man lendeth. A good man disperse. But look what it says. Blessed is the man that considers the poor. Yahweh will deliver him in a time of trouble. Yahweh will preserve him and keep him alive. And he shall be blessed upon the earth, and thou will not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. That's powerful. All because I was just considering the poor? Yeah, that took a soft heart to do that. You have to have a special kind of heart. Yahweh will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou will make all his bed in his sickness. I said, Yahweh, be merciful to me, heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. Going back to Psalms 112, I just wanted to show you. This is why we invest ourselves in Yah. This is why we delight ourselves in Yah. This is why we commit our way unto Yah. The ninth verse of Psalms 112, he has dispersed. He have given to the poor. His righteousness endure forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved, and shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. Because they know all he's doing is making himself powerful. And as long as he stay powerful like this, I know I can't do nothing with him. I know I can't even come nigh to him. He got a shield around him. They grieved because they know you. Now you're doing the right thing. Now you're making the right investments. They can't laugh at you. Praise the mighty God. Let me show you how it looks when you're rolling with the Almighty. When you're rolling with the Almighty, which means you're committed to him. Your way is committed to him. Now you become minister of a ministry of doing the things that Yahweh delights in. And why? Because you're a servant of the Almighty. And when you become a servant of the Almighty, your life is serving Yah. This is what a servant is about. A servant, a true servant, is one who will make their life about serving their master. And they wake up knowing that I got to serve my master. They go to sleep knowing I got to serve my master. And they wake up and go to sleep every day with that in their mind. And if you serve your master through righteousness, then you're serving your master through the fear of Yah. You're serving your master through knowing, believing, and understanding that Yah is King. And when you do it in that way, then you're on your way. And you're going to be blessed. And there's been many servants. They served. And when their master died, they became a master themselves. And they became rich. And they were blessed. Even when the master was living, they were blessed. But we servants of Yah. And so we're supposed to make our life about, that's why your way has to be committed. Your whole way has to be committed to serving the Almighty. And when you're rolling with Yah, committed to the Almighty, this is how it looks. We read Psalms 112, now we're in Isaiah 58. And look what it says. Starting at verse 2. Yet they seek me daily, and they delight to know my ways. Really want to know the Almighty way? You desire? See, you got to be hard, got to be in a soft place to want to know the way of the Almighty. See, the hard-hearted transgressors, they just want to discover their own heart. In their own way. But this person, they delight to know the ways of Yah. A nation that did righteousness. Do you see how that delight is connected to righteousness? Because these are the pillars of righteousness. And forsook not the ordinance of their Elohim, but he asked of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to Elohim. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not. Wherefore have we afflicted our souls, and thou takest no knowledge. Behold, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure. You exact all your labors. In other words, you don't even know how to fast before the Almighty. Cut it out. Behold, ye fast for strife and debate. See, you can't be on a path of righteousness if you all about striving and debating. And if you're going to debate, it has to be by the way of righteousness. And smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day, to make your voice be heard on high. Is it such a fast that I've chosen? Is you really trying to do the thing that I've chose? A day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast and acceptable day to Yah? Listen. Is not this the path fast that I've chosen? To lose the bands of wickedness. To undo the heavy burdens. To let the oppressed go free. And that ye break every yoke. Is it not to deal your bread to the hungry? And that thou bring the poor that are cast out to your house? This is the fast I've chosen. You rolling with me. You committed to me. When thou see him naked, that thou cover him, and that you hide not yourself from your own flesh. Will you hide yourself for? So you don't have to deal with your brothers? So you don't have to deal with your sisters? So you don't have to relieve nobody and be inconvenienced with the troubles of your people? What are you hiding yourself for? When you rolling with me, you ain't trying to hide yourself. You trying to do what my servants do. And they looking to relieve. They trying to judge the earth. They trying to find the widows and the fatherless and the poor. Look what it says. Then your light gonna break forth as the morning. Your health shall stream forth speedily. This is better than herbs. When you begin to roll with Yah and choose the fast and commit your ways unto the things that he delights in, your health shall spring forth speedily. Your righteousness shall go before thee. Because this is how true righteousness looks. The ministry of righteousness. This is how it looks. And what do we teach? The pillars of righteousness. And this is how you delight yourself in Yah. And you're not going to go on this path unless your heart is off. You're not about to bring a poor that's cast out to your house. You're not about to deal your bread to the hungry, clothed and naked. You're not about to stop hiding yourself from your flesh and make yourself available and draw your soul out. Not when your heart ain't soft, but you will do it. With your heart itself. This says, continue. The glory of Yah. Let me read the verse again. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning. Your health shall spring forth speedily. And your righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of Yah shall be your reward. And then you're going to call. And Yahweh going to answer. Because like he said, he that considers the poor, I will deliver him in a time of trouble. And that's why I'm saying the same thing. Then you're going to call and Yahweh going to answer. Thou shalt cry. And he shall say, here I am. If you take away from the midst of you the yoke, putting forth for the finger, and speaking vanity. Draw out your soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul. And then all Then thy righteousness, thy light, shall rise in obscurity, and thy darkness shall be as the noonday. And Yahweh shall guide thee continually and satisfy your soul in drought, and make fat your bones. And thou shalt be like a water garden and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. Hallelujah. So this is how it looks, people. We have to invest ourselves in true righteousness. And Yahweh said, what is righteous? What is good? How do you really delight yourself in me? Well, you got to love mercy. You got to do justly, and you got to walk humbly with your Elohim. You have to afflict yourself with the affliction of the righteous. Draw your soul out. We'll do it, say, in Proverbs, the 16th chapter. And excuse me, you can write that down, Proverbs 16:3. But before we get off here tonight, I'll read this last scripture. In Job, the 32nd chapter. And I love this scripture, because this man was a servant of the Almighty. This man delighted himself in Yah. He rolled with the Almighty. Therefore, he had Yahweh's spirit. And he did the things and exemplified the things that Yahweh delighted himself in. And even in his affliction, because Yahweh will bring you low to test you. Yahweh will make you sick to test you. All you had to do was just keep your heart soft, and you will stay in a good place with the Almighty. And at the end of the day, and Yahweh said, better is the end of the matter than the beginning. So at the end of the day, long as your heart is soft and humble with the Almighty, you will find yourself in a good place. And he will heal you in your bed of languishing. He will deliver you from in the time of your trouble. And he will make all your bones to be at peace. But look what it says here. We'll get some wisdom and then we'll close out. Job 32. Excuse me, it's actually Job 29. And I'm going to get right to the meat of the matter for time's sake. But in Job 29, starting at verse 2, oh, that I were in months past, in the days when Elohim preserved me, when his candle shined upon my head, when his light, by his light I walked through darkness. And as I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of Elohim was upon my tabernacle, when the Almighty was yet with me, when my children were about me, and when I washed my steps with butter, and the rock poured me out rivers of oil, when I went out to the gate through the city, and when I prepared my seat in the street, the young men saw me, hid themselves, and the aged arose and stood up. Princes refrained talking, and laid their hand on their mouth. The nobles held their peace, their tongue cleaved to the roof of their mouth. And when the ear heard me, then it blessed me. And when the eye saw me, it gave witness to me. Because I delivered the poor that cried, the fatherless, and him that had none to help him. That's how it looks to roll with Yah. That's how it looks to commit yourself to the Almighty. That's how it looks to delight yourself in Yah. For these is the things that Yahweh delight in, to deliver the poor, the fatherless, and to help those that have none to help him. The blessing of him that was ready to perish came upon me, and I caused the wicked heart to sing for joy. I put on righteousness, and it clothed me, because this is how true righteousness looks. My judgment was as a robe and a diadem. I was eyes to the blind, feet was eyes to the lame, and I was a father to the poor, and the cause which I knew not, I searched it out. I ain't hide myself. I searched the things out in people. Until you learn how to start doing for others and getting outside of yourself, you really haven't learned the path for true righteousness. You have to make the sacrifice to get outside yourself. You have to disperse. Not take, but disperse. Give up. Give back. This is the path of righteousness. You have to draw your soul out. And you have to do something. If you ain't got no money, give your time. Give your strength. Give your knowledge. But help somebody instead of yourself. Because this is the true path of righteousness. This is how you delight yourself in Yah. And this is how it looks that was so far. With that being said, let me just pray to Almighty Yah for giving me this great opportunity to bring forth the sacrifice of the knowledge of Elohim. It's been an honor and a delight. For I love the Almighty. I love his words and his truth. Let his words and his name continually be magnified. Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom.
Arise, shine, the light has come. The glory of Yah has risen up on this sun. And this darkness, the darkness is uncovered. Pull sheets above our loves, we're perverted till we burn. So now it's time to return back to Yah, our city of refuge. The fountains of living waters, this shows we with righteousness, restores my order. And turns this song to a king, a song for my soul to sing. That brought me down very low, my garments white like the wings. Shaddaiah, praise be the Most High. That brought me of insanity, crushed the towers of vanity, and made a man of me. I'm now asking for a key, no longer my the method did repeat. Waters came right to your knee. Before you further joke, groins, waters came to your loins. A thousand